Oh, where does that hour go? I don't know. Goodness gracious. 5 to 8. News coming up at 8 o'clock with Stephanie, and my guest is Megan Hetherington from Property Pursuit. That's probably one of the reasons why it's gone so fast, is she's such a lovely person. Nice to have in the studio too.
I have had an absolute ball this morning.
Good on you. Nice. Yeah, me too. It's not over yet. We've still got plenty to go. Hey, let's get some tips from you about people who may be going to buy today, whether it's at auction or whether they're going to buy by private treaty. What are some of your tips for them?
I bet there's a whole heap of people that would like to stop going to open houses on a hot Saturday.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that, of course, is to buy. But you don't want to be that person, that wounded bull who commits to a purchase that's not quite right.
Yeah, but what do you do? Like, you've been looking for months. You find the place you like, and it's, say, hypothetically, it's listed at $550,000. Look, I get people who will call me and say, look, this thing's listed at $550,000. We think we'd pay $540,000 for it. And I think, well, for goodness sake, for $10,000, if you're going to own it for 20 years, buy it.
I think it depends on your time frame and the reasons for purchasing. Investors very much have to be very sharp on their purchasing, but they also have to realise that in a rising market, every 6 months is going to cost them more money. So it's having, I guess, putting that hat on of what are the compromises that I'm prepared to make to get into a property that are going to be right for me as an owner-occupier, as a home buyer. Some people try and have a very long-term view of what they're going to do with a property, when in reality we turn over properties about every 5 to 7 years. So having a realistic expectation about how long you're going to be there and what your life's going to be like while you're there is a way to help you get across the line of not expecting everything to be perfect on the property for the rest of your life. So I think when you find something that looks right, it feels right, and do your research, be prepared to commit to making an offer and make that offer subject to all of the right things that will protect you as a buyer. A discussion with a solicitor is going to help you get your conditions right and protect you. But on the flip side of that, we're still seeing properties selling with multiple offers of 5 or 6 offers on the first day. So you need to be very careful that you're not being too smart about your offer and not getting yourself in the position to be the buyer. And what I mean by that is if you think a property is worth $540,000 and there's a good chance that someone else is going to pay $545,000. Would you really want to miss out on that property for $5,000 or have conditions that are unattractive to the owner that would make you look like an option that they don't want to take on?
Mm. Multiple offers. It's always a difficult situation. I know agents don't like it because it raises that
The response from the buyers is very uncomfortable.
Very, very uncomfortable.
And I think some buyers think that agents are just leading them on a little bit and playing them off against each other. We actually get agents to sign a multiple offer declaration just in the same way as a buyer has to sign a multiple offer declaration.
Oh, so you get the agent
we
to
do.
Sign it?
Yeah.
We're signing a declaration
correct.
Saying
that... And their principal has to sign it as well. So
that's good. I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah, it's very important, I think, because the trust is established on both sides of the fence.
Isn't that an indication, though, that you don't trust them? That you're asking them to sign that?
No, it's an indication that they're asking for a buyer to acknowledge that there's a multiple offer, and we're asking for the agent to acknowledge that there's a multiple offer.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's quite simply, in Queensland, it's caveat emptor. It's buyer, let the buyer beware, and this is about making sure the buyer is in complete control of the decisions that they make and they're not under duress that it's unreasonable. So if a buyer thinks that they're being misled, let's remove that. Let's just make it a non-issue. And with that declaration, I think that's a good way to remove that doubt.
So you get the agent to sign a declaration and then you get your buyer to sign a declaration saying that they understand that they're in competition.
Yes.
Is it that their first offer may be their only offer?
That's usually the way the multiple offer works. And what we encourage people to think about when they're putting that number together is I say to them, if I ring you and I say that the property went for $545,000 and
you
missed out, how would you feel?
That's right.
Work backwards and arrive at the number where you go, I wouldn't have paid it.
Yeah. And then you're comfortable, aren't you? You're comfortable
you know.
To walk away. Yeah. Hey, Megan, we've got to go. But thank you so much for your
Thanks
time.
For having
it's been
me, Kevin.
Great having you.
Really enjoyed it.
If you've enjoyed what you heard from Megan and you're looking for a buyer's agent, you certainly couldn't do any better. Megan Hetherington is from Property Pursuit. You can find them quite easy at that website, Property Pursuit. Just make sure you spell Pursuit correctly. I just got caned for that. 45 seconds away from news. Great to have your company today. Thank you very much. We'll be back again tomorrow. We're going to talk about a lot of things. We'll talk about bond, making bond a lot easier for you. There's a loan facility that you can get. And we're also going to talk tomorrow about splitter blocks. What's a splitter block? You'll find out tomorrow. And we talk to an agent about that who says buyers are going ballistic over them. So we'll tell you about that tomorrow. See you then. News is next. Thanks for your help today, Ash, and I'll see you again tomorrow morning.